They're so extra, and they're so Christmas. They're so Xmas.
I feel like I'm going to explode, Chrysanthemum Cliff. I missed you so much.
It's been a month, and that is too long.
We have a good solution for the length issue.
Absolutely.
Coming up later. Today, we're going to talk about a way to rectify your Christmas gift-giving mishaps with a pinch hit on Valentine's Day.
If you screwed up Christmas, there's still hope for you.
We're also talking about a movie that you saw.
Yeah, it's called El Camino Christmas.
And I want to talk about the bears that want your trees.
Is it because sometimes they get an itch and they need to like scratch and so they just use them as a giant back itcher?
When you were just acting it out, I felt like we should be on the Charmin commercial.
Absolutely.
Charmin, do you want to sponsor us?
Do you find those commercials incredibly creepy?
I like them.
I don't know if I want to know that much intimate detail, because it is intimate detail about what bears do in the woods. It is clever, though.
We've talked about this before, Cliff. I just like it when animals speak English. So...
Are you a, like, secret furry?
No. Like, Dr. Doolittle is out.
I saw that this weekend.
You saw it?
I did.
How many elves on the shelf?
We don't talk about movies that aren't good on this podcast.
Oh, no. Okay.
It's okay.
Well, movies that come out in January are usually questionable.
And this movie got moved into January.
Right.
If that tells you anything about the quality of it.
Should we talk about the movie that you do like called El Camino?
El Camino Christmas. This is a movie that Brooke, who you have all met collectively, started watching on Netflix before Christmas. She got 10 or 15 minutes into it and said, like, this is a movie that Cliff would like, and so I'm not going to watch it, which I appreciate. Anyway, El Camino Christmas, the IMDb profile says it's about a young man who seeks out a father he's never met in the fictitious town of El Camino, Nevada.
Ooh.
Through no fault of his own, he ends up barricaded in a liquor store with five other people on Christmas Eve. So
that sounds fun.
It is actually quite fun, and it has a lot of cool actors that you know in it, like Dax Shepard's in it, Kurtwood Smith, the dude from That 70s Show's in it, Jessica Alba's in it.
Does she hook up with Dax Shepard?
She does not. She plays a pregnant reporter who's trying to work her way from local cable news to being a CNN like correspondent.
I don't know about you, Cliff, but Dax Shepard and Kristen Bell have ingratiated themselves so deeply as an adorable couple.
Oh, I forgot.
Hashtag relationship goals everywhere you look, that I cannot see either of them with anyone else anymore.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I love The Good Place that Kristen Bell is on.
Mm-hmm.
And anytime she's getting busy with somebody else, I don't buy it.
I don't like it. I get it.
I don't like it. I don't buy it. Because she's like a 9 to a 10.
Right.
And Dax Shepard is a 9 to a 10.
Sure.
And they love each other. So it's like you want them to win.
Absolutely.
They're like Ken and Barbie.
But with a few subtle differences, yeah.
Intelligence.
Yes.
Yes.
Intelligence. That's what I was going for. Vincent D'Onofrio is in this movie, too, who I love. He plays a corrupt cop, which is always a perfect role for Vincent D'Onofrio. So it was a movie that I did see before Christmas. We didn't talk about because this isn't a Hallmark movie.
Mm.
This isn't a feel-good Netflix movie. The movie ends well, but not happy. Definitely more R-rated than a lot of the movies that we normally talk about. There's some shooting. There are some people that may succumb to said shooting. And it's a little heartbreaking at the end, but it's a really good story about family and love and forgiveness. And things work out okay in the end. And it's just a lot of fun. There's some kind of wacky cop hijinks because the cops are not in any way prepared to have, you know, a hostage situation in a Nowhereville, you know, grocery store. It's fun. I liked it.
So you know how when people go out and party and then the next day after partying, they have a beer and they call it Hair of the Dog?
Yeah.
In terms of Christmas movies, I feel like this is Hair of the Reindeer.
Absolutely.
So Christmas is over. The party is over. But you need just like a little bit of the roughness.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly that. Exactly that. This is a good like Christmas hangover movie. Absolutely.
How many elves on the shelf do you give it? Like knowing that it is not a classic Christmas movie, it is January.
It's probably like a 7. I really enjoyed watching it. It was fun. It's not perfect. And it's a little weird. And like I said, like if you're one of those people that really likes your movies to have a neat little bow tied on at the end, this does not have a bow. It's got like some ribbon that some dude's like dragging behind him as he walks away.
I feel like the cast alone.
It has a pretty big cast, and it just is a weird movie that I caught on Netflix that I'd never heard of before. So I don't know.
Nice. Yeah. Good find, Cliff.
Thank you.
Because I have not seen it.
I have not either.
Pop up.
Brooke found it. She's very good.
Brighton Mary Brooke. Kudos. Yes. Oh, hi, Jane, by the way.
Absolutely.
Brighton Mary Brooke is brought to us by Jane.
Literally.
Literally.
Literally brought to us by Jane.
Something almost as adorable as Brighton Mary Brooke and Jane.
True.
Bears.
Absolutely. I don't know if you know this about Brooke, because you haven't been friends with her on Facebook for very long, but all of 2018, every month she'd replace her Facebook avatar with a waving bear wearing like a different hat for that season. It was very cute.
I'm starting to notice that. I really do like Brighton Mary Brooke.
Me too.
Even off season. Cliff's always laughing away from the mic.
Ugh.
He's really laughing a lot.
I do. I don't, it's like a weird habit. I don't know.
So bears, we have a really great animal shelter here called Paws. They not only have the animal shelter, but they have the wildlife center. And I always knew this existed, but I guess part of me figured, yeah, they've probably got a random possum and maybe a litter of raccoons. Actually, a litter of raccoons is called a nursery.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh.
They've probably got all these small things. No, no. When I went up there very recently, they have 6 bear cubs.
Wow.
6. They had mountain lions and cougars. Large things.
On the
that eat things that are also large.
Do you think that if they find injured antelope, they're just like, here, guys, go?
No.
No, absolutely not. I toured Paws like 3 or 4 years ago, and the most fascinating thing they told me is that they have surgeons on staff.
Yes.
Right? They will do surgery on things as small as hummingbirds. Could you imagine doing surgery on a hummingbird? Like one of those, you know, those masks they put
my
over.
My heart's palpitating. I'm like breathing deep. It's intense.
I don't know what a hummingbird does, like being unconscious during surgery for an hour. Like that's the least it's moved in its entire life.
I mean,
you think it wakes up like super rested? Like, oh, that was so nice.
I feel that the extensive editing that I have done on my iPhone with iMovie prepares me for hummingbird surgery.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. Absolutely.
Cliff and I have a joke. I have been holding out on buying a computer for like 3 years.
3 years.
And I have taken over 2 hours of raw footage and edited it down to about 6.5 minutes on iMovie on my iPhone.
It's absolutely insane. It makes no sense. She showed me the movie. I'm like, that's really good. She's like, I've been working on it forever. I'm like,
I've spent 27 hours
on
this.
But why? On your phone? How? I tried to edit a movie on my phone the other day that was like 30 seconds long, down from a minute. I'm like, no, I'll get a computer. It'll be fine.
Mm.
And they're good, too. She does a great job.
So I am in training for this. But at Paws, they have all of this extensive wildlife. And I was there and I was like, why does it smell so good here? It smells like everything I love. And they're like, oh, it's the 276 donated Christmas trees that we have.
Wow.
They're in all of their animal enclosures. And you're talking about 300-400 pounds bear cubs, each of them in their own large space. Imagine lots of pine trees populating it, because they have to build enclosures that make them work. You can't rehab a baby bear cub and then expect them to climb a tree and find food in the wild.
Yeah.
So you have to create all these extensive tree scenarios where there's like a smear of peanut butter at the very top of the tree and they have to climb all the way up to get it.
That's so cool. And Paws, yeah, they're not like the kind of place necessarily that is going to rehab a bear cub and put it in a zoo.
Mm-mm.
They do wild releases on all these bears.
Yes, it is all wild release. They've only done a couple. I apologize if I'm wrong, but I'm remembering from my conversation. They've only done a couple back to the aquarium because the animal was unable to go back into
absolutely.
The sea, like
absolutely.
Back into the sound. So I want to say they sent like a sea otter to an aquarium or something, lived happily ever after.
I'm sure if an animal's hurt badly and if they couldn't survive in the wild, they're going to choose the best option. But yeah, they do an amazing job rehabbing these animals and re-releasing them into the wild.
Well, and the cool thing is, you know, because they want them to go in the wild, these animals, you don't get to see them, but they're all on this video monitor.
Mm-hmm.
So you imagine if you were one of those super rich people and you can see all the rooms of your mansion from your control room. It's like, oh, look, there's bears and tiger, like all, well, not tigers, but cougars and mountain lions and all of this stuff. And you're just watching it on the TV. I was like, I could watch this all day.
Yeah.
So here's an idea for you. If you have a Christmas tree, we know that it's January 25th or later when you're listening to this, but we still have our Christmas trees. Cliff's happens to be fake.
Thank goodness. I have left real Christmas trees up this long and it's not pretty.
Mine is wooden on the wall, so these are not for bears.
No.
But if you still have yours, maybe you got it late. Maybe you got it on Christmas Eve.
That's when they're cheapest.
Just look in your area, see if any of the wildlife places or maybe even the zoo is interested in that donation.
Yeah, there are tons of places out there that use them for like wetland rehabilitation or I know there's one on the East Coast that's using them to rehabilitate sand dunes. And there's a guy in Texas who's actually making
canes,
wooden canes out of Christmas trees for veterans. It's very cool.
I loved that blog when you posted it because you put it on all of our radio stations.
It did.
It got everywhere.
It did.
You know what else is going to get everywhere? Flowers.
Absolutely.
Okay, so I love flowers.
Do you? What's your favorite flower?
Daisies.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I think that's great. Brooke's favorite flowers are Peruvian lilies.
They're fancy.
No, they're actually, they're very much not.
Okay.
They're gorgeous. They're absolutely beautiful, but they're the kind of flower that you can go to the grocery store and buy like a bundle the size of a small car for like $20.
Oh, good.
And they last forever. I can go buy her $20 worth of flowers and it makes her incredibly happy for 3 weeks instead of roses that would cost $60 and they live for 4 days.
Nice.
Everybody wins.
However, I think you should consider.
Think I might consider.
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 For between $109 and $200.
Not bad.
You can get a Disney princess bouquet for Valentine's Day from your fairy godmother.
Does she pay for? I have to pay my fairy godmother to bring flowers.
Yes.
It's not quite the magical relationship I was hoping for, but these flowers are absolutely gorgeous.
Yes.
And they have one for every one of your favorite romantic Disney movies.
Even if you're like The Nightmare Before Christmas,
yeah.
They have black roses in a coffin box.
They're cool for like your goth girlfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
That sounds like a band's name.
Right? Goth Girlfriend?
Your Goth Girlfriend.
I'd listen to that music.
I would too.
Absolutely. They also just have a Disney Villains one, which is cool.
This is important. If you're engagementing, if you're going to propose, you know how it's funny how some words are ing and then you have to change the whole word around sometimes?
You have to write a sentence around engagementing.
I know.
Yeah, it's not fair.
If you're proposing.
Oh, right. That's the real word.
Yes. Perhaps you're doing a Disney proposal.
You should be doing a Disney proposal.
I mean, we love Disney. They've got the Nutcracker, Beauty and the Beast, Snow White, Frozen.
Yeah.
Among what we've already mentioned. So get creative. I mean, maybe you put the ring in the box. Maybe you dress up as the prince. There are a lot of options.
If someone was to buy these for you, which box would you want?
I feel the most like Snow White because she dances around and sings with the animals. And that's me.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like when she's like, and the birds are flitting around.
That's one of Brooke's favorite Disney movies. So that would also be the one I'd lean to. But I also really like the flowers in the Little Mermaid one. They're kind of a ombre white to pink. So they're real pretty too.
Yeah, the Alice in Wonderland is just happy and colorful.
Yeah. I'll put a link to these in our show notes though. So folks can, you know, like we said, if you screwed up Christmas, there's still time to save Valentine's Day. The cool thing about this kind of Valentine's Day present is you can order it right now and not have to be scrambling in February.
Yes.
I actually leave for Disneyland the day after Valentine's Day, so I will not be buying flowers this year.
Well, you know what we're doing before then?
What? Oh, I know what. Set me up again.
Before you leave for Valentine's Day, Cliff.
Yes.
We are debuting something that's been in the works for 2 years, Cliff.
Maybe more than 2 years. We talk about this seriously every... We have a meeting, Heather and I and other people. We let other people come to our meetings.
We need other people because other people do work that we don't want to do.
Absolutely. And they tamp down our enthusiasm for insanity a little bit.
Little.
We have a meeting every year in like January, February about what we're going to do for Christmas this year. And every year Heather says,
I want to make Christmas movies, Hallmark-esque movies in Leavenworth, Washington, where we dress up, we bring Santa, we all drive down there, we spend a week, and everybody's like, yes!
And then they're like, how much would that cost? We need a small $20,000 investment for a week of filming and extras and crew and cameras and hotel rooms, and it's like 4 hours from here. And for some reason, they've never said yes.
I know. And here's the thing. We really only need $800 in cash if our sales team could get us trade.
Yeah.
But they don't. By that point, Christmas is over.
Yeah.
They've moved on to 4th of July.
Which makes sense in radio. So I went to a podcast conference and I'm like, you know what's huge right now? Fiction podcasts where people pretend it's the 20s again and we do radio plays. Heather was
I said, I hate that, but I love you. So let's talk about
it. She was lukewarm on the idea, which is fine. Heather's had ideas that I've been like, yeah, it could work maybe.
You're very supportive of me, and I was trying to be supportive of you.
She did a great job, and I did not feel bad about it.
Good.
But then Heather said,
there's a man in our building named Nick.
There are many men in our building. This one just happens to be named Nick.
Nick does animation.
And they're good. They're very good.
Yes.
Like shockingly good.
Yes. And he has actually done animation for a major country artist who I cannot disclose yet because the video I don't believe is out yet.
That's a good tease.
Yes. I was like, what if we do your thing, Cliff?
Yes.
And then have Nick animate it.
And it's brilliant.
For my visual and your audio.
And no one needs to spend $20,000 in Leavenworth.
We just need to get Nick a sugar-free iced tea from Starbucks.
That's really all we're paying Nick?
Yes. A sugar-free peach tea. A peach one. Peach
Fair.
Sugar-free.
This is a good deal.
I know.
This is a really good deal.
So we're going to shoot for 10 of these this year. We've got one coming out.
I've read the script and I laughed until I cried. Very good. Heather had to leave the room because I was laughing so hard that she couldn't stop laughing. Very good.
There will be a bonus episode.
Yeah, they'll just show up in this feed just like all of the other podcasts that you love from
us. Oh my God. And there will be a video.
Absolutely.
Where can they view it, Cliff?
WeirdSoXmas.com.
And?
WeirdSoXmas on Facebook and Twitter. And Instagram. I don't know how we're going to get them on Instagram because you can only put like 60 seconds of video there. But we'll figure that out later.
We can put 1 minute and then they scroll for the next minute.
Perfect.
And then they scroll for the next
minute.
It'll be
like a serial.
Yes.
It's going to be great. You're going to love it. I promise.
Yes. We're so excited.
I'm very excited.
You have to share it with everyone. We could be at the Seattle International Film Festival, Cliff.
Maybe we should start with like the Tacoma Film
the
Festival.
The Tacoma International Film Festival.
You think that's an international festival?
Does anyone live in Tacoma where we can do a screening in your living room?
Perfect. That's exactly right. I've got a pretty big TV. Everyone can just come to my house and watch it. It'll be great.
We should do a screening with Jane. Jane, we're going to get you a sneak preview screening.
Yeah.
If you are listening and you're like, how do I win the favor that Jane has with these two? Like us on all the things, comment on all of our stuff.
And I'll have to marry one of your kids.
And tell us that we're the best Christmas podcast around.
Absolutely. That's true. That's just true.
Wait, you're going to marry more kids?
I'm from Utah.
Okay.